Dear Lorne Michaels, Etol. Phew, finally I get to the letter. Alright, let me start with the Etol part, meaning also any others who hire contract writers for national comedy TV shows, and for that matter, all you comedy fans out there. You're the reason I'm writing this letter right now. Okay, I know you're all busy, so without further ceremonious ado, I hereby proceed. How about a little history bio first? If so, stay tuned. If not, skip to the next indented paragraph. My name is Benjamin Legere, and as soon as I could see, I saw the world in a different shade than everyone else. It was really an undefined shade, too, closest to a dark, dark maroonish, but that's all guesswork. As a kid, I was the only in everything. The only fourth grader who preferred seaweed to gushers, the only kindergartner to see how prosaic the bingo song was that everyone else seemed to enjoy, and the only kid to get kicked out of his Catholic elementary school twice, too, and maybe they didn't realize I made rosary beads in my spare time as an unpaid member of the Holy Legion of Mary, but that's neither here nor there. That's in the past. The question is why? Because I saw the world in a different shade. Sister Ruth saw phonics as second only to God. I saw Sister Ruth as second only to phonics. Essentially, I was peerless. That's what I'm driving at here, if it's not obvious. And since nobody understood my language, I realized we're going to have to learn to translate into theirs, and fast. But what I discovered on this self-sacrificial and self-abnegational, yes, both terms were necessary, journey, was that before you can translate, you have to know the anthropomorphics and mother tongue of the other species, in this case, the species who went about masquerading themselves under the title humans. Long story short, my life was a joke, but an important joke. Because I wanted it to be. Sure, I was tempted to bow to the whims of Sister Ruth. She'd be happy and stop hitting me. But then we wouldn't be having this conversation, now would we? No. Alright, let's bring it home with this and let's start talking turkey with a little English mixed in, too. My translation attempts, well, they became amusing. And after a decade plus of affecting to induce laughter, see synonyms of humor in friends, family, classmates, co-workers, and other casual humans, and after hearing, "You should write for Saturday Night Live!" over 1,000 times, it hit me, maybe I should. Maybe. Last year, I sat down and in about 6 months' time, learned to translate my comedy language into, among other outlets, TV sketch writing. In that time, I also wrote about 50 finished sketches, all original characters and themes, including about a dozen recurring scenarios, see sketch syllabus. And I was just getting warmed up. And I had everyone read these sketches, and bottom line, just reading them without the comedians to act them out, they laugh their feathery little patoots off. No, feathery little patoots isn't a link, I wish. So with the prodding of these patoot holders, I decided to try marketing these sketches. That was the first reality check. I sent letters to TV shows and SNL, NBC, Care of Lorne Michaels and Tina Fey, Comedy Central, etc. No responses. And I understand, you all probably get thousands of letters, and I saw SNL's policy on not sending original material, so I sent a logline of the 50 sketches with a letter instead. I figure my letter just never got into the right hands, or maybe the lack of having a sketch to read was part of the problem. So I started this Smoke Signals website, and wrote a spec sketch of the old and my favorite Bill Brasky series, called Bill Brasky in a Gay Bar, to shortcut even the most zealous intellectual property savants. Since the days of writing the big 50 sketches, ideas have been flowing in and cataloged by moi for the next 200 greatest sketches of our time. When the ideas were really discharging out, I had to bring a tape recorder into the bathroom with me just in case I got a few at a time, and that was to go number one. Anything more involved, I'd bring a stenographer in, and I thought at this rate I could practically fill the entire slate of an entire SNL-length show each week. Anyone not interested in that, even if only partially, i.e. one hilarious sketch a week, has got to be insane. And I don't think the primary satirical voice is insane, I just think he's primarily unacquainted with me and my defiance of Sister Ruth, which I've only shared a taster of here. And I sincerely look forward to getting acquainted with you and or any of you other Etols out there, and providing you with as many sketches as you can handle. I plan to reach the world with my material someday. We might as well get to know each other in the incubation stage. Sincerely, Benjamin Legere.